January 9th, 2024. This devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession. This week's series is entitled Epiphany. Today's title is Jesus Revealed as Light. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Isaiah 60, verse 1. Epiphany means to shine a light upon. Jesus once said, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life." When Isaiah said, "Your light has come," he was looking ahead to that time when Jesus would have already arrived to walk on this earth. Throughout most of his life, Jesus appeared as just another man, nothing special, just the carpenter's son. But there were times when Isaiah's words, "The glory of the Lord is risen upon you," were very evident for those who saw Jesus and beheld his miracles. For instance, the Apostle Peter would later state in defense of his own writings and those of his fellow apostles, "We did not follow cunningly devised fables when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty," referring to the Mount of Transfiguration. And when Lazarus got sick, Jesus told his disciples, "This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it." Jesus' glory was revealed when he raised Lazarus from the dead, Lazarus having been in the grave for 4 days. While the light of which Isaiah speaks is Jesus and his glory, Isaiah's encouragement to arise, shine, is directed towards us, his readers. Having been led to faith in Jesus by the Holy Spirit, we are now to arise and shine. Jesus truly is the light of the world, but Jesus specifically says to us, "You are the light of the world. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." My dear friends, let us arise and shine for Jesus. Dear Lord Jesus, enlighten our minds and hearts with your truths, so that we might arise and shine in this dark world, bringing your light to others. Amen. This devotion is provided for you courtesy of Gethsemane Lutheran Church of Spokane Valley, Washington. Gethsemane is a member of the Church of the Lutheran Confession. For more information on Gethsemane and its ministry, please visit www.gethsemaneclc.org.